Today's office is made possible by our friends at the Amen app. Visit your app store and download the Amen app today. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Jesus, you have set apart these 40 days for abstinence, and you decreed a Lenten fast to heal and save our mind and heart. Now come, be present to your church. Be near and aid our penitence as we bow down before you, Lord, and beg you wash away our sins. Remit and pardon with your grace misdeeds from which we turn aside. From future perils keep us safe by your most meek and gentle guard, that filled with sorrow for our sins and cleansed by yearly penitence, we may press on to celebrate the Paschal feast with worthy praise. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. O God, give your judgment to the King's Son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bound. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save the children of the poor. and rescue them from slavery. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak, and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name, let his glory fill the earth. Amen, amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord will save the children of the poor, and rescue them from slavery. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. Submit to God, resist the devil and he will take flight. Draw close to God and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you backsliders. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will raise you on high. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
The rich man who had refused Lazarus a crust of bread pleaded for a drop of water. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The rich man who had refused Lazarus a crust of bread pleaded for a drop of water. In his mercy, God sends the Holy Spirit to shine on us so that our lives may radiate holiness and faith. Let us raise our voices in prayer and say, Lord, give life to your people whom Christ has redeemed. Lord, source of all holiness, draw bishops, priests, and deacons closer to Christ through the Eucharistic mystery. May they grow daily in the grace of their ordination. Teach Christ's faithful people to be devout and attentive at the table of his word and of his body, so that they may bring into their daily lives the grace they receive through faith and sacrament. Grant, O Lord, that we may see in each person the dignity of one redeemed by your Son's blood, so that we may respect the freedom and the conscience of all. Teach us to restrain our greed for earthly goods and to have concern for the needs of others. Be merciful to your faithful people whom you have called to yourself today. Grant them the gift of eternal happiness.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who delight in innocence and restore it, direct the hearts of your servants to yourself, that caught up in the fire of your Spirit, we may be found steadfast in faith and effective in works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
This Lenten season, we invite you to download the Amen app. where you'll find mass readings for each day, litanies, morning offerings, and hundreds of other meditations and devotions. Give the Amen app a download today and have a blessed Lent.